Today's the day. I finally get the chance to prove myself. Prove I'm more than just a small monster to guard the entrance. The first person to show up is gonna get a butt-whipping from me. One they won't ever forget. And I'll get so much respect from the other monsters. Maybe they'll even have to promote me to guarding the big boss. Maybe they'll even make me the big boss. I need a plan. A thumping good one. Maybe I'll wait by the entrance? And then challenge the first person to arrive? Nah, that probably won't work. I need to have the element of surprise. I can set a trap, and the first person to show up will get a pummeling. where would be a good spot? Over here, behind this large boulder. I'll just hide behind it and extend my slime out to look like a little puddle on the ground. And when they step in it, boom, Gaia. This'll be great. Okay, that should work. Now I'll wait here until someone comes. I'll foolishly step into this totally innocent little puddle, and that's when I'll capture them in my slime. They'll be totally at my mercy. I think someone's coming. Let's see. A male adventurer. And he seems to be quite tall. And strong. And he has a lot of armor. Oh, it only covers his top half. Maybe I could use that. I'll trap his legs and his armor will weigh him down into my sticky slime. Alright, Mr. Adventurer. A few steps more and then prepare to have your butt kicked by the absolute best monster guarding this dungeon. A little closer. That's it. Couple more steps. And... What do you mean? What do you mean you know I'm here? You say puddles aren't supposed to be orange? And my feet were poking out from the rock? Aw, heck. I'm so stupid. Couldn't even trap one lousy adventurer. I'll never get to be the big boss now. I'll just be stuck at the entryway of the dungeon forever. Well, come on then. Go ahead. Cut me in half with your sword. You mean it? You're not gonna slice me in half like the last adventurer? Well, okay. I'm not really supposed to let people through. But you've already proven that I don't really stand a chance against you. Promise me? If anyone asks about it, you'll tell the other monsters that I put up the best fight you've ever had. Thanks. Guess I'll never be more than a low-level monster. Oh. You've crossed into my slime. I've got you. Now feel the slime climbing your legs and trapping you where you stand. You're mine now. Yes. I am the greatest monster of all time. I've trapped you, and there's nothing you can do. Oh, what's the matter, Mr. Adventurer? Can't move. Your entire lower half's stuck in my slime. Your precious armor just weighs you down. I can do anything I want to you now. You can't even defend yourself. I am the greatest. Now what to do with you? Let's see what we have here. Oh my, you're just delicious. I bet you wish you had sliced me in half now, huh? Right down the middle. But I caught you. What to do with you now? I want to chase you more. Ow. Oh, I don't think I can get through your armor. But your pants are dissolving. give me that look, mister. It's your own fault. You shouldn't be so cheap and only buy half a suit of armor. Besides, how much is a new pair of pants anyway? Can't be too expensive. Oh, is that? Oh, God. That's your... This really changes my plans. I was thinking I'd have to wait and tire you out. I certainly wasn't expecting your cock to be so big. And you're not even hard yet, right? You can't tell me you aren't enjoying being trapped in me. I can feel your cock growing harder and throbbing against my slime. I can even feel your heavy balls pulsing, so full of cum. So, what's got you so excited, mister? Perhaps being helpless to a little monster girl? Or is it just the feel of my slime cradling and squeezing your balls so gently? Maybe it's just you like my form. Even though it's made of slime, it's still so very plump and perky. And you can't stop staring at my luscious lips. Or can't stop imagining how firm my breast would feel in your hands. Maybe you can't help but picture how bouncy my slimy ass would look riding on your cock. Or maybe it's the way there's nothing covering my pussy up from you. Does that excite you, mister? Oh my, I can feel your cock getting harder. It's getting so much bigger. I've never seen one so big. Well now, I think I know exactly what I can do to keep you away from the boss's room. It's sure to tie you out faster. If nothing else, it gives me something fun to do while I wait. I'm gonna play with your big juicy cock. What do you mean, no? Are you just a big dick meanie that won't let a girl play with your cock? How about a little kit? No? Come on, I bet you'll enjoy it. I bet you've never enjoyed a monster like me before. I'm much better than those pesky human girls. Let me show you what I can do that they can't. Doesn't that feel good? The way my slime feels against your entire body. All the way up to your neck. The way it caresses your skin. Like someone's giving you a full body massage. Come on. Let me kiss you. It'll give you a taste of what I can do for you. I'll make you a deal. If you let me kiss you, and you don't like it, I'll let you go. But if you like it, I get to show you some of the other things I can do with my body that you'll never forget. How was that? Did you enjoy the feel of my lips against yours? The way my tongue played with yours? A taste of me. Now imagine feeling that on your cock. Imagine how I can tighten and adjust any hole to make it feel so good for you. Do you feel that? You feel those soft, steady vibrations against your shins? Feel as they go up your legs? Up to your thighs? It feels so good, doesn't it, adventurer? Doesn't my slime feel better than any old boring human girl? Aren't you glad you slipped and fell? Remember, all you have to do to make me go higher is ask. Only meanies expect that to happen on its own. You're not a meanie, are you? Are you? Come on. I didn't lose you, did I? No, you're a good adventurer. You're a very nice boy, so you're gonna ask me really, really nicely to go higher and higher. Until eventually I reach that nice big dick of yours. That's when the real fun starts. Yes, yes, good boy. It's so soft and warm up on your inner thighs. So close to your dick. Maybe if I was really gentle, you'd like it if I did this first, huh? How would you like it if I gently caressed your balls, too? Maybe we could get even more cum to build up in there. Hey, don't close your eyes. I want you to keep them open. I like looking at them. There you go. I'm gonna start touching your dick now, but only because you've been such a good boy for me. Oh, see? I knew you'd love that. Oh, now your eyes are really open wide. You don't mean stop, do you? I didn't think so. I love the way you moan and whimper to my touch. You must really love the way my slime feels. The way it so gently pulsates against the most sensitive parts of your cock. The more you moan, the more I just want to kiss you some more. You taste really good. I bet you taste even better down there. Hey, mister. Want to see something I can do that your precious humans won't? Here, look. See? Us slime girls can adjust our shape and form any way we need to. So I can create another mouth and taste that big cock of yours while giving you little kisses on your face. Now be still while I wrap my lips around that juicy cock of yours and taste every little drop of pre-cum while your cock throbs against my tongue. Oh boy, you taste so incredible. Your cock is so tasty, and the pre-cum just oozing out is so sweet against my tongue. I want more. You thought the vibration felt good before. I can make my tongue vibrate against the tip of your cock while I suck you in so deeply. I bet you've never felt anything like this before. The way I'm sucking your cock while my slime is gently massaging your balls. Hey, mister. Ever had two mouths stimulate this big cock at the same time? The way those heavy balls are pulsing, I must be getting close to my delicious prize. You better not waste that cum, mister. I've been dying to taste it. I'll just have to keep one mouth on your cock at all times so we don't miss that warm, sticky treat. How's it feel to have one mouth suck on your balls and all another one deep throats your cock? You're just so tasty. I love the flavor of your cock and all that delicious pre-cum. I think I'm ready for the main course. That big tantalizing load of cum just eager to burst down my throat. I'm going to take you so deep into my mouth now and have my tongue vibrate against the base of your cock. When you're ready to come, just let go and give me every last drop, okay, mister? Just come when you feel it. Oh my god, that's so delicious and so tasty. You must have been saving that for a long time. I guess I should release you now. It's not like you're gonna cut a slime in half after coming in her mouth, right? You're free to leave, mister. Just don't think about trying to get back in this dungeon anytime soon. I'll have to stop you again. Mister, it said you could leave. You don't have to... Oh. Well, I guess someone's still excited. You know, I don't blame you. Was it the sight of my big, round, jiggly slime ass? Well, what are you waiting for? I can feel you're still hard. Go ahead and stick it in. I don't got all day. Gosh, that feels so good. I got really lucky my first adventurer has such a big dick. And he's such a nice boy, too. Now don't just stand there. Start pounding, mister. Oh yeah, that's the good stuff. Keep going. Just like that. And keep looking at the foot, too. Watch it bounce as your hips slap against it. Come taste it so good. I bet it'll feel even better shooting into my slimy tight pussy. Don't stop pounding me. I need to feel that big throbbing cock for every last bit of seed inside me. Give me a hug, come. Boy, getting close. All right, I'll count you down, and then you thrust every little drop of your cum inside me. 10, 9, 8, 7. Mister, assuming you promise you'll never try to get past me again, I'll stop anyone from entering this dungeon. Bye! Oh dear, that's a lot of footsteps coming. I guess I'll need to set an even bigger trap for a group of adventurers.